We are most lucky and fortunate to be here tonight, privileged to gather with the Coronado Community Church, the choir, with many wonderful musicians, and to have each of you here with us this night as we anticipate the arrival of our Lord, as we celebrate and pray for peace on this earth. A couple of announcements that I'd like to make before we continue on. First of all, if you haven't done so already, now's a great time to take out your cell phones and turn them down or silence them altogether. That really helped us out during the performance. Also, if you need to, bathrooms are located in the hallway at the back of the sanctuary. The men's room is the second door on the right. The women's room is the second door on the left. We also, I believe there's child care, am I right? I think we had that lined up. Yeah, no. Well, we were going to do child care, and so if it's there, it's in the back. Go through the breezeway. Okay, it's toward the back, back there. Programs, hopefully you all received one. They can be found on that stand on your way in there, on the very top. And also, we will be taking an offering. We won't be stopping during the worship to collect, or during the concert to collect one. Instead, you'll see a plate there right by the stand on your way in. And offerings received tonight will go to support the music ministry of the Coronado Community Church. And so we appreciate your support for that. Twice during the performance tonight, we'll be singing a hymn. Those can be found in the hymnals and the pew racks in front of you, those cranberry-colored hymnals. Hymn numbers are found in the back half of the hymnal. Don't look in the front half. That's service music and page numbers. But the hymn numbers are in the back half. And so following our opening prayer, we'll actually be singing the first congregational hymn, which is hymn number 283. But at this time, I would like you to join me in a word of prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God of heaven and earth, you have thrown a lifeline to us in our darkness, a beam of light that shines through Jesus. Though born in a manger, he is the firstborn of all creation. Though crucified on a cross, he is the Lord of life. Fill us with the wonder and joy of his presence in the world and in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to take out a hymnal and open to hymn 283, O Come All You Faithful.
Joy, Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said to the prophet, "The virgin will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which means God with us."
And so, Mary and Joseph began their lives together under
angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, on whom his favor rests."
Imagine that field. Imagine those poor shepherds sleeping peacefully with their flocks under the stars, and all of a sudden, bam, a blazing bright light beams down from the heavens, startling them awake. And then, none other than the angel of the Lord himself bursts onto the scene with a message, followed by a flash mob of boisterous heavenly hosts adding to the commotion. Who wouldn't be terrified? But their fear disappeared when they realized what the message was and what it meant. It was a message of good news and great joy for them and for all the world. Quite an auspicious birth announcement.
children again. Picture the first Christmas the way we grew up picturing it, before we learned to question everything, before we wondered how, where, or even if it actually happened. Let's imagine Mary and Joseph in the Bethlehem stable, and the shepherds bowing down to worship the babe in the manger. The three kings of the Orient are there, bearing their gifts. And now, let's look into the face of that baby, sleeping peacefully in his mother's arms, the one who came to bring light into the darkness, to teach us to love one another, inviting us to be born anew every year. Believe the story again with the heart of a child. Experience the miracle. Feel the joy.
Bethlehem in the land of Judah are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
Historically, we all know who Herod was, but who were these Magi characters anyway? Who saw the star in the east and came to inquire about the birth of the new king of the
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee in Judea to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn.
Thank you.
imagine their wildest dreams the impact this lowly birth and simple beginnings would have on the world. Even these thousands of years later, that people like us would continue to be comforted by the grace and forgiveness and chance to begin anew that single birth brings to each of our lives year after year after year. Every Christmas season, we wait for the baby to come again. We count the days. And every year we greet the Son of the Most High with a laundry list, a mile long. Things we ask and need of him, always seeming more desperate than the year before. And yet, in spite of it all, he always comes. Our Messiah of grace, he never lets us down.
most vehement atheists must concede that the world was transformed more than 2,000 years ago by one single birth in a remote village outpost of the then mighty Roman Empire. History confirms, as this anonymous author so eloquently set forth, that all the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of mankind on this earth as much as that one solitary life. Sing glory.